Hi. Hopefully this sounds good. This feels wild because I haven't done like an out of character audio yet outside of my verification. So it is a little more vulnerable, let's say, than other things, right? That like narratives, you can almost disconnect a little bit, right? But if I'm talking to you as myself, there's nothing to hide behind, you know? So, I'm a little nervous because I think there's a lot of potential to, get in trouble. Like, I'm always nervous of moderation and stuff. Like, I mean, like, part of this is going to be, like, an FAQ thing, and I don't know if that's okay, but, you know, it's more, like, just kind of general, like, sex stuff that I want to talk about, things that I find sexy, kind of things, like, people ask me a lot. I eventually will get to the point where I want to, watch a porn together. Like, I want to watch a porn together, you know, a pornography together. And, I don't, we'll get to that. Oh, shoot. Crap. I have these fucking, let's start here. Okay. I'm wearing some stuff. God damn it. Come here. God fucking. Okay. We'll start with this. I'm crossfaded a little bit, so I'm not super confident, but I thought you'd want me kind of dumb, because if I'm completely, together, I don't know if I could do this. Talk to you like this, you know? So, where to start? I was going to say what I'm wearing. Oh, what are you wearing? I'm wearing a, almost nothing. I think like what you wear when you record really influences how you feel, what sort of things you do, right? I don't think I could just hop in without, like, feeling good about myself, right? So, I try to, like, wear it for me. You know, I wear this stuff for me, but it's, like, so extra that I would need to wear what I'm wearing. But let's talk about it. I think it's sexy, you know? Like, I wore it because it's sexy. So, I am currently wearing my nipple clamps, which is what you heard falling off of me. So embarrassing. It makes me think, like, are my nips are, but they're not small. So that's why I'm like, what's happening? Maybe I'm just too weak to handle the clamp. I think there's no, like, I'm wrong. No. There was some give left, but I think maybe that's for the best. I'd rather them not fall off. And I think, like, if you move at all, maybe I just need better ones. So if you have, like, nipple clamp wrecks, hit me up. I'm wearing thigh highs, black ones. I am so excited because it's not easy, right, to find stuff for your legs if you have legs that don't, like, I have thick legs, you know, like, I, even when I was thinner, like, when I weighed, like, 125, let's say, I am currently five, currently, as if I'm gonna grow, I am 5'3"-ish, I weigh about 150, 160, depending on who and what you ask and why. And I'm a bartender. I carry cakes. Like, people will see me with a keg and they'll go, oh, are you going to be okay? Yeah, I'm fine. actually, I should say it's more like, are you going to be okay? Because, like, girls don't ask me that. They're more like, whoa, which I'm not mad about. And I'm sure the guys are like, whoa, too, but, you know. I am also wearing, oh, fucking shit. See? It falls off all the time. It literally, there's no, okay. I'm just so flummoxed by it. I need help, Daddy. I need help with these fucking things. I can't do it on my own. Maybe that's going to work. Hopefully. I am wearing, as well, a butt plug. It is like a bunny tail one. It's pink. Aww. Am I still wearing? Yeah, I have a thong on. I'm not crazy about thongs. I'd rather just not. but, you know, if you like that sort of thing, that's what's happening. I do want to clarify right up front that this is an audio account, so I won't be posting pictures. I won't be sharing pictures with you. It's nothing personal. I'm not mad at you. You're a good boy. I think I can't perform the same way if I know that you know me. And it just, visual stuff, just, you know, isn't what I'm doing here. It's not the vibe, okay? So I want to be clear about that right away. But I do want to talk about what I look like. I don't mind doing that. I think also fantasy and, like, reality, you know, you are, once, like, I've seen movie adaptations of things, I'm usually, like, kind of out, you know? Because I'm just like, yeah, it's not right. And so I think when you hear an audio performer, right, you want them to look one way. And it has nothing to do with, like, what's right to look like or what, you know, but you just imagine what you want. And personally, I imagine, like, a different, you know, speaker every time. It's not always, like, the same guy speaking, even if it is the same performer. So that is kind of my goal. And I know that that's going to be controversial, but I'm going to need you to not throw a tantrum about it. It's going to happen anyway. I know that, but it just gets tiring. Anyway, I will tell you that I have had two experiences that kind of tell you a lot about what I look like. And one is that I had a cousin message me once when I still had social media. And she was like, hey, I am watching this movie right now with this lady and she looks just like you. I'm like, do tell. And she was watching a movie with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, which is who plays, I should say, Ramona Flowers in Scott Pilgrim. And I've heard the Ramona Flowers comparison when I've had, like, dyed hair, but I've never heard it, like, so directly compared to such a beautiful lady and such a dreamboat. Like, I feel weird about being like, yeah, hot, you know, because it's like, apparently we look very similar, but she's hot. I also had a table once tell me that I looked like the AT&T girl, and that was mind-alteringly amazing. I was like, because I know who she is. Like, I like comedy a lot. She's a comedian. Her name's Melania Vaitreb. Knowledge, dropping it on you. You probably already knew that. She's very funny, and she's incredibly hot, like just droolingly hot, right? Don't have tits like that. Can't say I do. Or an ass or like a figure like that. Like I have a nice figure, but not like that. My hair's short right now. I have it dyed black. So it's not quite like that anymore, but what else? So I've talked about my face, my body a little bit. I have like average sized tits. They're not. That was my nipple clamp fucking up, if you couldn't tell. I'd rather do that like and hurt a little bit because that's what it's supposed to do than fall off. That's embarrassing. Like, that's too loud. My levels are insane. Anyway, but I think it's funny enough. I'm going to keep it. Let's see. Ass, fine. It's fine. I don't have a Kardashian, right? Like, is that a thing that guys want? I don't know. I prefer, like, kind of a petite girl, usually. Which is embarrassing to say. Like, I'm a thick lady, so it's like, I should. Yeah, but I like thick girls, too. I'm not gonna discriminate, you know? But I have noticed a theme when I meet girls that are just, like, so petite. You could pick them up, you know? Anyway. What else? My pussy's clean. She's clean, boys. She's shaved clean. And ladies. And whoever. I like to keep it clean. I don't like having a hairy anything. So... except for my head, and even that is debatable. I've definitely had a shaved head before, and it was fucking awesome. So low maintenance, and people were mostly okay with it. So what else? Legs. You know they're thick. I was talking about my thigh highs and how they don't. Did I already say that? How my thigh highs like came in and I had to get like special thigh highs that like fit a thick lady. This is the snap sound. I realized I didn't elaborate what that was happening of me testing out my new thigh highs. They fit. I'm so excited. I was like, do I just have like insane thighs that just will never fit? No, that would be insane. That's not true. I wanted to talk about, like, kind of some of my references, which maybe that's not hot, but, ultimately, like, I think what I mostly wanted to, like, say was that I don't really find, like, the same things attractive in everyone. Like, I think I'd rather have a lot of diversity as far as that goes, and like just different types of people. Oh my god. This fucking nipple clamp. I'm so sad. They're so cute. They look like little butterflies at the end. Like they have like a little chain. And can you hear that? Ooh, ASMR. Oh fucking shit. There's like a little chain and then there's like a butterfly. And they're so cute. Maybe I should just get my nipples pierced and call it a day. But that sounds hard and expensive for something I don't really care about that much. I'd rather have this happen. Probably. Okay. I definitely have a bit of a preference for, like, lanky guys. I think that's not unusual. I'm not special for that. Like, I don't like him anymore personality-wise, but, like, Adrien Brody has, like, that perfect, like, he encapsulates, like, everything that I would normally find, like, super attractive in a man. Like, big nose, big ears, dark hair, just, like, kind of a moto face like that. Eyebrows. I remember really liking him in that Houdini movie, and that was it. I don't really care for models. Like, I look at someone like Henry Cavill or something, and I'm like, okay, yeah, obviously hot, right? But not it, you know, not what I want. Not, like, something interesting to look at, you know? Like, I like that someone's teeth could be a little weird, or, like, someone's... Like, I hate body shaming. I hate the idea that, like, someone's cock being too small or something is, like, bad. Like, I just hate that average shit, you know? So that's my kind of preference thing. I don't think it's like models are knocking down my door, right? But I like girls with like, or anyone with dark hair or dark eyes. Is pretty much a go. Curly hair is a big plus for sure. I wanted to talk about like porn. Actually, wait, okay, so first I'm going to talk about, like, a lot of that, like, dom switch stuff. I'm not super into the scene, so I was going to say, people ask me if I am a sub, if I'm a dom. I'm not super into the scene. I'm not out here. I don't know Shibari, God willing, someday, but, like, you know, I would say I'm a switch, and I would say I don't care about the conventions of that stuff. Like, I'd rather kind of fluctuate in between the dom switch dynamic very quickly and, like, just absolutely demolish that kind of stuff. Like, I don't care about, you know, I want it to be sexy. I don't care. If I'm a dom or a switch or whatever, I want it to feel good. I think I'm probably, if I had to decide, I would say I am probably a switch. I'm a switch, obviously. I'm a sub E switch whose nipple clamps don't work. Ah, save me. The sort of stuff I'm into is something I kind of wanted to talk about. I think that's hot, like, talking about. That's something I want from you, if you want to tell me what you're into. If you want to tell me, if my audio's, like, made you come. Love that. Makes me feel powerful. If you want to tell me. My, like, DMs are open for now. Be cool. I don't mind seeing it as long as there's nothing weird happening, right? You know, outside of what I've talked about, I guess, let's say. I'm really into, like, high concept stuff, which I think led me here. You know, like, I want to make high concept erotic art, you know, and I love that there are people who've done that, and I think that I can do that. I think that there's something I can bring to it. It's like, I like just convoluted stuff. Like, there's no reason, you know, it has to be this, like, you know, sex alone is good, you know, but it's fun when you add that, like, extra element of taboo to it, right? Like, I'll probably talk about taboo a lot. I'll talk about, the relationship of, like, sexuality to spirituality and everything else. I think sex is connected to a lot of stuff and we don't talk about it. And, you know, maybe I'm a hypocrite because I'm hiding, you know, behind my voice. But at least I'm, you know, lapping everyone on the couch, right? Literally and figuratively. I think I just like that really complicated. How did we get to this point? Like, procedural, free use, public, you know? I dream of a world where that's something that exists, you know, where we can safely have a nice time as an adult, you know, in the free world without having the constraints of, you know, government or what have you. God damn it. And nipple clamps at work. Jesus Christ. I'm leaving that in. I don't care. I think that's funny. Anyway, I'm gonna replay this nipple clamp. You know, that's the Sisyphusian task of life, is reapplying your nipple clamps. Everyone knows that. I didn't expect this to be, like, part of the audio, but I think, like, it being such a running joke is really funny. I can't get my nose on. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I just got these. I think they might just be bad, or I'm not doing it right. It's like, I think it'd be better if they were just flat, almost. Like, just give me a flat one. Maybe I'll make it flat. Maybe I'll... No, I don't think it will let me do that. Anyway, so something else I want to talk about is, like, maybe triggering stuff that I might get into. I like CNC. If you don't know what that is, you will find out eventually. Probably. It's consensual non-consent, right? So, it's rape, right? But not really. We're gonna walk that line a lot here. Okay? Be cool. I'm going to talk sometimes about, like, age and size difference. I'm going to talk about, like, I'm going to talk about, like, cuck cleaning probably a little bit. Drugs might come up. Like, I smoke a lot of pot. I smoked before I started doing this, obviously, more than I normally do. And now we're here. It's going great. I'm not going to blame my nipple clamps not working on that. Kind of tempted to try it without the, like, rubber part, but, like, is that dangerous? I mean, can be. There's worse, right? You know? I think the term cuck queening is a little unfair. I'm into girls, so it doesn't make sense to me that I'm being shamed for liking when, for instance, I'm sitting and enjoying the view of, you know, a man getting, whatevered by a woman. So, cuck queening will probably be a thing if you want to call it that. What else? So, I'm horny for a lot of different types of people. That's a takeaway from that part. The first part. Let's say this is the part, end of part one. If you can believe, I think this is going to be really long. This is going to be long audio, but, you know, what's wrong with a long audio? I'm really hoping there's not a rule against it. Anyway, so this is the second part of the audio where we're actually going to get going, right? Like, let's pretend, like, that first part was just, like, you and me meeting at a bar if we have to, right? And we just start talking. I'm your bartender. Hey, what up? That's what I say. What up? What up? Oh, fucking shit. I'm giving up. On the nipple clamps, they're so frustrating. Going back to part one, here's a content warning for you. I'm going to complain about, like, sometimes big ideas, and one of them is going to be the failure of capitalism. Yes, that's where we're going with this. And that's one of them. Sad, I can't buy good nipple clamps. Anyway. So, now we'll get into part two, now that I'm done complaining about that. I am really horny. I'm ready to talk about it. I have limited time, now that we've been doing this for a little while. But I want to watch some porn together. Like, I love eroticism, and I love talking about porn and, like, preferences and, like, what gets you going, you know? I've always thought porn was really boring in a way, like, for something I'm interested in. It's, like, kind of, like, mid, you know, as the kids used to say. Maybe they still say that. I'm old. I'm 30. I will say that. I won't say what part of the United States I live in. I do live in the United States. Anymore. I won't say that. Anyway. If you know, good for you. Wow, it's so sexy of you. Don't tell, I guess. And if you do, like, good for you. You won. So, I live in the United States. I'm 30. I've watched a lot of erotic material, enjoyed a lot of erotic material in my life, and made some, tried to make some, kind of got nervous about it, back down kind of thing. People ask how I got into this, and I think one big aspect of it for me is that I love, I'm a creative person. I love writing. I think I'm pretty good at it. I would say that's probably the thing people have told me throughout my life that I'm best at is writing. I love singing. I've sung my whole life in church and things like that. That's going to come up sometimes. It's religion, you know. I think there's a connection. Religion's why I'm such a fucking freak, baby. So we're going to talk about it sometimes. And so I did a lot of choir. I did, you know, what have you. I was in theater and in school and stuff. I love the idea of being, like, my own, like, Foley artist, trying to figure out that challenge. I've really enjoyed figuring out the challenge of making, like, a high fidelity audio and making high quality porn. But I think we can do better. I think there's, like, a better porn out there for us. And I think as we come to terms as a society with, like, our sexuality and stuff like that more, hopefully we can figure that stuff out too, you know? So I don't watch a lot of porn anymore. I usually watch, like, if I do have a visual element, GIFs are a big one. Largely because I hate the sound of porn a lot. Because they're always so, you know, it's just annoying. I get tired of it. It's so fakey. I'm sure you are too. Like, I think a lot of people who are here are probably, you know, maybe that's a big assumption, but I think there's probably a lot of people here who are interested in high quality sound, in other arenas in life too. Maybe that's projection. I mean, I'm really big into sound. Like, music can turn me on easily, you know? Ask me more about that if you want. I love talking about music. I think that there's people who just want to hear something real for once. That's not, like,
draped in a bunch of whatever. I'm being as real as I can. You know, there's times I've started and stopped because there's something I've said where I'm like, oh, I don't think that's actually good, you know, to say for whatever reason. Lots of reasons. I'm so horny. I want to talk about porn. I want to talk about eroticism. I want to talk about, like, people I've liked in porn. You know, like, there's a few different people I've kind of pulled up from, like, when I did watch. I have a ridiculous recording setup, by the way. I love to tell you about it sometime. If you love hearing about a woman in a box for you. So when I do watch like videos, sometimes I get lazy. I'm just like, I just want to put something on. Right? Very, very rare nowadays. I will just put on porn without any sound at all. Because I hate hearing it. And I know that's ironic, but whatever. I stopped watching porn, like mainstream porn, because there's like no male presence in it. It's like, even though there's like dicks, there's no like men. It's sad. It's so like, even I thought it used to be, I used to think that it was because there were no like hot men. But I've realized, like, no, there's hot men. It's just, you can't see. You can't see their face. You can't see their reaction to things. Like, how is that good for people? Like, I know there are guys that don't want to see it, but, like, why are we curtailed? Anyway, I won't complain too much. GIFs. GIFs and audio porn, like, just combined, you know, and just, like, make a makeshift porn out of that. And that's a sad existence, I know. I think most people are like that, where you're just trying to find something that's not completely mainstream or like completely like inundated with convention, because sex is about like defying convention and saying like, I'm not going to worry about that right now. So when it feels like it's encroaching on sexual spaces, it's like, get out of here. I wanted to talk about like ladies though that I used to like when I watch porn. It's been like 14 years or something, you know, like it's been a while. And I'm pretty sure most of them have retired. They've retired. Like, actually looking at my list, I don't think any of them still work. Good for them. Like, you know, making porn, I think, is a little bit of one of those, like, dream jobs kind of thing. But there's also that element of, like, get paid and go. You know, you don't necessarily need to be around forever in that, like, kind of toxic porn-making environment. And I'm glad that people make their own porn more now and we can kind of break free from that, like, studio stuff, because it's boring. That doesn't mean that I can't talk about these hot bitches from these videos eventually. So the first one I put down is Melody Marks. She's actually probably the most recent on my list. Melody Marks. She's like, it's funny because I was talking about how I like dark-haired girls, but, or dark-haired people. Dark-haired people, I really have to say, it's just in general. But there's a few on here that are, like, lighter-haired girls. So Melody is one of them. And what a great name. I've always loved that name. I could have seen myself maybe being named that on this account. So I also put, and I couldn't think of anything from Melody specifically, like, video-wise that I would want to talk about. Eventually we're going to watch like one video together and it's really hot. It's one of the ones that just is going to be burned in my brain forever. Riley Reid, of course, is a classic lady. I just love seeing her. She's so petite. She's so cute. I love her back tattoo. Iconic. Iconic. Remy LaCroix has, like, one of the best asses of all time. Of all time. Stupid. I couldn't find... I really, really wanted to watch for this. There's a video of her hula hooping. Hula hooping. I don't know. I said it like that. She's hula hooping. She's... her ass is incredible. She has that cute, like... The bridge of her nose is so cute. I'm really, really attracted to that in a girl. Like, especially that, like, cute, like... I can't even describe it. It's a big thing now with the e-girls, which I won't even get into. I've tried doing that too with my makeup. It's hard to do. So I tried to find that one where she's like hula hooping and her ass is out. I remember there being a piano, like a grand piano, which is a weird detail to pull from that. But like, I just remember it being so hot. And I think it's anal. I'm pretty sure. I remember her just being so, like, perfect for anal because her ass is, of course, incredible. And who wouldn't want to get in there? Speaking of, before we get to the Stoya video, there's someone I tried to find a video from her, and I could not find it. It's a gangbang kind of thing. Angelica Crow, I'm pretty sure is her name. She's like, I thought she was Hungarian. I tried looking up Hungarian porn actresses. I even went to my old like Pornhub account, and that's been absolutely razed. So good luck with that. but she is like touching herself for a long time, like. And she's really petite. Maybe it's because I'll never have that. I'm just like, oh, man, petite girls. She's so petite. She's, like, touching herself. She's, like, putting her finger in her ass. She's, like, touching her clit. And, like, she's wearing this, like, striped shirt. If you guys could link me to it. If you find it, love that. Any of these. Love it. So she's like doing that for a long time. Like, I like when it goes a little too long almost. Like, they don't even change the angle. That's the thing. Where's the artistry? Where's the oomph, you know? Oh, I didn't talk about Siri. She's another good one. Oh man, she's so hot. And Sasha Grey. I completely forgot. I completely forgot Sasha. How could I forget the queen of runny makeup other than Stoya, who we will be watching in a moment. I'm pretty sure the guy who's with Stoya in this video is really hot too. It's been a long time since I've watched it, so it'll be fun to revisit. Something that like is burned into my memory forever and ever. That's the end of that. Oh, I was gonna talk about that Angela Crow video. She's fingering herself. You guys wanted a ramble, fat man. You're getting a fucking I'm rambling, and I'm fapping. I've been fapping all day for this. Maybe that's why I'm, like, just rambling so much, because I'm just putting it off. I'm just, like, edging with you. Right, like, just imagining being able to like share these like intimate things together, just being close and like maybe putting on a video and just saying like, man, you gotta watch this. I can't believe you've never seen this video. Like, it's so hot. Like, it's okay, man. We're friends. You don't have to be nervous. Like, just put it on. And, like, I just love the idea of, like, it starts playing and
we just kind of stop looking at each other because it's starting to get pretty obvious that things are turning like that. And yeah, let's start the video. Let's get into it. It is, let's see what it is called. I am over 18. Wow, can you believe? Okay. Oh, Google still tracks you in private browser. Okay, well, that sucks, I guess. Sucks to suck. Let them know what I'm watching. Stoya. Pale Goddess Gets Fucked is what it's called. She's wearing this, like, transparent dress. And she has, like, the best body. It's so fucking hot. And, like, the best tits. And, like, super pale. I think people call them ghost nips, right? Ghost nipples. And she's just showing off for the camera and, like, her perfect ass and, like, her perfect pussy. And she's crawling around. And, like, the guy's being weird. I'm gonna mute it. I can't do it. It's so fucking, like, it has to be good. Okay. Well, I want to hear her, so it's also kind of a bummer. I don't want to be, man, this video is only 5 minutes long. Of this fanball rap, as I'm calling it. I'm never going to stop thinking that's funny, okay? Let's get started. Let's watch this fucking video. I don't think it's going to be long enough for me. We'll see. I mean, maybe just, like, fucking touching myself for you will be enough. And watching her get fucked. But, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, let's get started. Let's start it together at the beginning. Okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go. How do I mute it? That's so fucking annoying. I hate that shit. Let me mute it. Let me mute it. Can I mute it? This is why Pornhub is obsolete. That's terrible to say, but Jesus Christ. Okay, never mind. We didn't start it. Manuel Ferrara. Oh, it'd be funny to read the comments on one of these. Anyway, I'm going to go find Stoya. There has to be a better version of this. Pale Goddess Gets Fucked is the name of it, apparently. Oh, fucking shit. Technology and I are not getting along. It has nothing to do with the 5 shots of Fireball we are in. I used to not drink. This is very recent for me. For a bartender, can you believe? I'm choosing to drink very, very intentionally. And I'm having fun, but, what the fuck is that? Is that the right one? Hello. Ooh, okay, maybe it's called I Love You in Sexy Lingerie? Okay, and this one's 32 minutes. Neat, okay, and it's on X Hamster. We're starting it over so we can start it together. Hello. I love that for us. So, we're starting on the frame that says power fuck. We're muting it. It says Stoya. She's walking up these cool 2000s stairs. And she's wearing that, like, see-through polka dot dress. It's supposed to probably go on top of something, but, like, I love... There's, like, a sub called, Why Even Wear Anything, I think is the name of it. And I think that's so hot. Like, I think, like, almost wearing stuff is, like, hotter than being naked, personally. Which is why I like wearing just like stockings for you. I like wearing just like a little bit, you know. And so the fact that she's wearing this like see-through dress is so fucking hot. She has a little bit of a bush, which is really, really hot too. Like, I like it. I like it bare. I like it bush. I like everything. I don't know if I like Landy shirts. I think they're a little fakey. Maybe that's... Do people still do that? Oh, man. They're, like, looking in the mirror together and, like, getting ready. Fuck, and she's getting, like, so fucking cute. Oh, my God. I gotta make it full screen. I haven't done that yet. And, oh, shit. Fuck. I paused it. Sorry. Wait, we might not be very synchronized anymore. Our watches are unsynchronized. Bad spies. Wait. Wait. Fuck. Oh, man. Her nipples are so hot. Mm. I just love looking at her, like, fucking, like, paw at this guy's fucking crotch. And she's, like, bouncing. She's so cute. Oh, my God. And her, like, eyebrows are really cute. I know that's, maybe that's not erotic, but I think eyebrows can be really hot. I'm fucking my ass with my, like, butt plug. And, looking at her, like, spread herself up and like that. With her, like, yeah, I understand now why it's called, like, why someone called it, like, Pale Goddess or something. Because she's so, like, her skin looks so good. Like, she's, oh, shit. Wait. I got fucked up. See, it's, I get why people don't do this now. Because my, synchronization has been fucked up. But she's still being sexy. Oh, man. And he's, like, playing with her, like, spreading her legs and, like, making her, like, pose for the camera. That's why porn's hot, too, because it's a little bit, like, making dolls out of these people. Like, yeah, like, they are being objectified a little bit. But, like, that's part of the fun, you know? Like, I don't mind if you objectify me a little bit, you know? Oh, man, her pussy's so nice. Like, and he's, like, pawing at her asshole and stuff. Man. Man, and then she's, like, down on the floor, like, spreading herself. She's starting to touch herself, so I'm gonna be like kind of synchronized. I'm gonna try to. Oh, fuck. My butt plug fell out. Now I can't do it. Oh, man, because I was playing with it. I was playing with it, like just going in and out, like. Oh, like you would fuck my ass, like just. Oh, man. Man, her pussy's amazing. Like, like, very lickable, very suckable, very, like, you want to get in there. Like, they knew how hot she is. Like, of course, like, how much you'd want to get in and, like, start sucking at her, like, labia and stuff, like, starting to make her feel good. And, like, how cute she is, like, squirming and stuff. Oh, man. My pussy is wet as hell. Like, oh, and she's all spread out on the floor, and, like, they started doing a wide shot. Oh, man. Like, her being so cute, like, playing with her legs. Oh, man. He put his hand under her chin, like, started choking her a little bit. Man. Oh, fuck. My pussy feels so good. My pussy feels so good. Holy shit. Ooh. This is a good part. I love that. Oh my god. I hit my microphone, but I don't even care because it's just like, oh my god. Yeah, he's like making her look at herself because she's so fucking hot. Oh, he like fucks with her pussy and stuff. Like, he's not even in there yet. They just keep focusing on how fucking beautiful her pussy is because it's so pink and like ready, you know? Like, you can tell she's just so fucking ready for like a cock in there, but like, the teasing is so hot and like the slapping and like making her look at her cute face in the mirror, like pushing her against it. Oh man. I'm playing with my nipples a little bit while they're like doing this slapping stuff. Man. I love having my nipples sucked on and like played with. So addicting. I could do it all day. Like, I've had relationships where we just play with each other's bodies all day. And it never gets old. It never gets old. Like, life is short. I really think, like, that's a theme, too, is, like, life is short. Let's fuck. You know? Like, it's so fucking hot to just, like, let go. Oh man, they just showed his bulge. Okay, I'm back on Manuel Ferrar's team. I didn't like the noises, so I like stopped liking him for a second. I know he's hot. I've seen him in other stuff, but it's just like, ugh. I didn't like the way he was doing it. Maybe it's just like where he came in on it. She's like playing with it. She's like pawing through his pants, which is hot. Clothes are hot, you know, like playing with people through their clothes. Like, I think tattoos make up for a little bit. I love having tattoos, and like, the more I have, the more I'm comfortable being like completely naked, honestly. Highly recommend. His cock is thick. Oh my gosh, she starts sucking on it, and she's looking into the camera, and like, she's so hot, and her hands are so beautiful. Oh, like she has bony hands, you know? And so, I don't even know what they're saying to each other. This could be, like, totally bogus as far as the sound goes. Don't blame me as far as that goes. But she's, like, he's saying force it. Force it. Is your mouth too small? I've been told by dentists, I have a small mouth, and I think it's, like, really erotic to tell people that. I sneak it into conversations sometimes and see their reaction, like, yeah, I have a small mouth, like, dentists tell me that, and they're just, like, gooning, like, right in front of my eyes, like, I want to put it in so bad kind of thing, you know? Oh, oops, I hit my thing. I don't even care, because I'm I'm that deep into it that I'm just, man, she's so intoxicating. She's so beautiful. Oh. Fuck. She's just like kind of blinking and like looking into the, oh, I hit my camera. Sorry. Oh man, and now she's sucking on it again. And he's uncut. I definitely prefer uncut as far as that goes. I think it's really hot to be able to like put your tongue, like, extra anything is gonna be like hot, you know, but I guess it's not extra when it is part of you naturally. Whoops, sorry, I hit that again. That's a part I would normally cut out if I wasn't touching myself and trying to feel good and noticing how fucking hot this is. I haven't even looked and talking about uncut cock. But she's just kind of crawling around being sexy. Whispering. Whispering, it says. Now she's walking again. And she has that, like, little, like, I think girls like thigh gaps and they're gay and they don't admit to themselves like that's what they like about it. And so they instead get like weird eating things, you know, weird eating habits instead. She's like, oh, man, like posing on the bed like that, like kitten sex kind of stuff, like head off the bed. Like, oh, man, if he doesn't. Yes, yes, he's okay. Man, that's hot. That's so hot. Like, fucking her throat. And, like, being able to see everything because she just has that, like, really elegant body, you know? That, like, you can practically see her heartbeat, you know? And, like, yeah, you can have your, like, Grecian goddess kind of girls like me. It's nice to see just, like, everything underneath her skin and, like, man, they showed a pose of her ass. That's so good. And she has her mouth open. I wish I'd just do something with her already. Like, I'm kind of feeling so ready for her to get fucked or, like, fuck. Like, I want her to suck that cock more. I'm saying, I actually don't mind if guys have cut cocks as well, but there's something to that as well, like, obviously. Oh, man, he's eating her out from the back. I think they're all good. I think they're neat, is what I'm saying. Cocks are nice. Big, small, everything. Everything. I think what's sexy is, like, just knowing what you want. And, or not, you know, and wanting to know what you want, if that's what you want, you know. It's complicated, obviously. He just mounted her and started fucking her from behind. A little egotistical, he's like looking into the camera. He's like, I get it. If I was fucking Stoya, I'd also want to, like, show everyone. And I do remember, like, being like, man, just stop fucking moving around. I just want to see her get fucked. Stop moving the camera. you're both so hot. Just fuck. Yeah. And now she's getting fucked and she's so cute. And he's holding it in her hand. She's like, oh, wait, maybe not. She's just kind of, oh, yeah. And he's, like, holding back her head. Yeah. Oh, man. So cute. How she's, like, moaning and waiting. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, getting her head pulled back. Not getting moved around. I guess that's part of the appeal, right? Like, man, she's writing it so good. Oh, man. And he just keeps moving around throughout the entire video. And I guess that's part of it, right? Like, controlling someone. Like, they don't get to choose where they're going. Oh, and this is a part that's burned in my brain where she's, like, fucked against the nightstand. Like that. Like, and you can see her cute face so close to the camera because it's, like, right on it, you know? And you can tell she's having a really good time. But maybe she's just a really good actress. She's so talented, you know? Maybe she's just, like, fucking dying inside a little bit. Like, oh, man, like, I love the color of her hair, too. It's, like, perfect. Oh, man. This fucking show me. Her body already. Taking off her shoes. Not really feet thing, I guess. It's just gonna, oh, man. Just, like, presenting herself like that. Yeah, it's really cute. It's just really cute. You know, sucking his cock. Looking in camera. Spitting on it. Rubbing on it. Oh man. I'm just gonna kinda lay back and like touch myself. Touching myself for you. You don't like that? Huh? While I watch this girl like get deep-throated by this huge cock, like I'm not even really watching it. It's hard to keep my eyes on it. So hot. She's finally lifting up that dress and showing off her like body as she rides him. Yeah. He's like lifting up her legs and like making her ride him like that. Like showing off her pussy for him. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to come so bad. It's been so long. Been waiting all day. All day. All day to come. This is right, I'm so fucking hot. Like, finally, like, oh my god. Yeah, it's so good on my pussy. Yeah, she's just riding him. She looks so good. Yeah. I'm touching myself. It's getting faster. It's like hard not to want to come like right away, but you know, there's always that, like, physical limitation. Like, I want to come, I want to come, I want to come, I want to come. But I can't yet. I can't. I can't. I can't. Oh, man. Oh. God. So fucking hot. She's like perfect. Oh man, she's sucking on it finally, like really sucking on it. Oh man. Sucking on his balls, stroking him. He's like manhandling her. It's so big compared to her like little body, you know. Oh man. That is so hot. Oh my god. She's like sucking on his. She's sucking his balls. She's sucking his asshole, maybe. It's like stroking him off. Like such a good girl. Looking up at him, like, so hot, so sexy. Looking, fucking, like, sucking on it. Yeah. I, like, really get in there and, like, service him, you know? That kind of thing. Make him feel good. Make his big cock feel good. Make his cock feel good. I just want him to breed her so bad. Like, come in her pussy, right? Her, like, beautiful pussy. So pink and tight for him. So clean for him. She's, like, crawling around, being so sexy for him. Oh, man, now she's just getting, like, fucked, like, doggy. Like, it's so nice when you can finally just let him fucking go in you. Right? Like, just let him treat you like his toy. It's so hot. You right? Yeah. Yeah. My pussy's really swollen. And, like, ah, man. I wish I had a mouth there. It's, like, so clean right now. It's so perfect for you. I, like, saliva on it. Makes it taste really good. Yeah. You ever get tired of watching me, like, stroke myself like this, going together? Man, you sound so sexy like that. It sounds sexy when you're just being yourself like that. I just want you to be yourself. Is that so wrong? Can I just ask you that? Treat me like a toy. Be just in the moment with me, where we're just touching ourselves, watching this hot video of her getting fucked up by this, like, guy, and just so cute the whole time. Yeah, and, like, she's just so beautiful and happy, like, enjoying his cock. Oh. It's so wet. It's so wet. It's so wet. It's so wet. Oh. Man. Man. Oh my god. Wow. I wish I had a mouth on my fucking tits. While I watch her get pounded by this guy, like, I love, like, group sex stuff, you know? I love the idea of watching someone get fucked while I get fucked. And, like, being able to just turn my head in any direction. Like, there it is, you know? Ooh, I like this angle a lot. It's, like, behind her, you know? Ooh. I dropped my phone. She's just such a perfect slut. Writing it, like, asking him to fuck her, like, starting to get sweaty and, like, just absolutely fucked up on him, you know? Fucking her from behind. She's just taking it. She's such a good girl. She's such a good girl. She's, like, classic. Such a good example for the rest of us, you know? Just so happy to take it and, like, enjoy his fucking cock inside his cum, you know? Like, make sure she keeps her eyes on him. Like, such a good girl. Oh, man, my pussy feels so good. Yeah, he's growing her face. Like, slap. so hot. It's just such a pretty pussy. Like, perfect pussy. Man, I just got quiet because I'm so... Have you been watching how cute she is? Oh, man. Just like sucking his feet, like it's so degrading, like fucking hot. You can't even like fit it in yet. Like, oh man. So pussy sweat. Pussy fuss. How do you feel? She's just running it backwards now, like reverse cowgirl or whatever. She's so hot. So good at running it. Like her ass, like she's so skinny, but like her ass is so good. Like, oh man. She finally took off that fucking thing. She's finally fucked. Like, really fucked, you know? Finally naked. Her asshole's so fucking hot. Like, oh my god. Especially if she rides him like that. My clit feels good. Yeah. I would be fine with it like that. It's keeping my ass apart like that, my swan. Oh, she looks so happy. Just touching my pussy, like, so hard. Cuts out like that. It sucks. It's like, oh man, put it back, put it back. Oh, she's so good. Such a good girl. about guys in my life that I'd like to see get blown by Stoya. Like, man. So this part is gonna be longer. I know she's not gonna do it for very long. She's so tight and so hot. Oh man, my ass. Ooh. Oh, he's like gonna come on her face. Oh man. I'm gonna run out of time on this one, I think. Maybe not. He's gonna come on her. She also reminds me of the girl from Lost. So hot. Such a hot cock. Like, she's turning so good. He's like making her like pose for him, like, let me see that perfect body. He says, she's been so good. Oh man, I hope he comes from her mouth. He's gonna like paint her face, but she just like come like deep in his throat. So good, like sucking it, going back and sucking it like that, like a good girl. Such a good girl, sucking that. Sucking. Oh my god, I forgot about that. She looks like come off the floor. Her beautiful body. Bent down, like, licking on the floor. Oh, man. So beautiful. I'm gonna have to, like, pause it. And just, like, finish on my own, I think. But, oh, man. Baby pussy feels so good. She loves cum so. Oh man. Okay. I gotta finish with you, okay? Let's finish together, okay? Think about how cute she is and like how much she'd wanna like do that together. But like we're just watching porn on the couch, right? Like that's just touch yourself. Touch yourself. Think about take like some of the wetness so that you can use it as lube. Like My pussy feels good. My pussy feels good, Daddy. It's so intoxicating. It's so good. It's so horny. I can spread out for you. I'm touching myself for you. Will you let me come? My pussy is so swollen and so fucking wet. This touching is so fast for you. This really wanna come. This is so turned on from that video. I really wanna come. Are you touching yourself? Keep it with me. Use my wetness. Yeah. Get in there, yeah, yeah. Use it. If you want. Yeah. So fast for you. Done. You've been touching yourself here. Yeah. Come on. Come on. You're almost done. You're almost done with me, right? Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. 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 Yeah. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Oh. There you go. I'm gonna probably come again. Wow. Wow, okay. Okay, we did it. Took us a long time, but we did it. Wait. I'm not done. Sometimes I can get one for you. Wow. Okay. Thank you for joining me. If you made it through all that. All that, wow. Let me know what you think. If you came, you're still getting. I like hearing ideas for stuff, you know, taken into consideration. So feel free to message me if you're down to be cool, you know. I don't know if that's cool. We'll find out. All right, see you next time.